In this bulletin, Liberal Party MPs vote to toughen rules around leadership changes. Sir David Attenborough urges world leaders to act now on climate change. And in basketball, Australia dominates Qatar in a World Cup qualifier. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Federal Liberal MPs have overwhelmingly supported a decision to toughen the rules for overthrowing a sitting Prime Minister. In last night's emergency meeting, the party room decided an elected Prime Minister will remain as leader for a full term. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a two-thirds party room majority will be necessary to trigger a change in leadership. Mr. Morrison says it's an historic decision.
We understand, our entire party, the frustration and the disappointment that Australians have felt when governments and prime ministers that they have elected under their authority, under their power, has been taken from them with the actions of politicians here in Canberra.
Migrants will have to wait 4 years before they can access welfare payments like Newstart or concession cards after legislation cleared federal parliament last night. The government had initially wanted all welfare payments to have a 4-year wait time, but agreed to shorter periods for a raft of payments after negotiating with Labor. The deal includes extending the wait for carer payments, parental leave pay, and dad and partner pay to 2 years. Wait times will not apply to single-parent migrant families or those with one income earner. Representatives from more than 200 nations are meeting in Poland to discuss ways to curb climate change. The two-week conference is being billed as the most important United Nations meeting since the landmark Paris Climate Accord in 2015. It comes ahead of an end-of-year deadline for countries to agree on how to enforce action to limit global warming to between 1.5 and 2 degrees Celsius. The outgoing president of the conference, Frank Bainimarama, is urging world leaders to act now.
As outgoing COP president, I again appeal to my fellow leaders to heed the signs and summon the political will to tackle this crisis head on. The choice before us all has never been so stark. Act now with courage and resolve, and we must fight and have time to protect our climate and our way of life.
Excellency, you have the floor.
Meanwhile, Sir David Attenborough has warned much of the natural world could become extinct if leaders don't take action on climate change. The broadcaster took the people's seat at the climate change conference in Poland, where he's supposed to act as a link between the public and policymakers. He says time is running out for the leaders to act.
The people have spoken. Leaders of the world, you must lead. The continuation of our civilizations and the natural world upon which we depend is in your hands. Thank you.
French paramedics have joined ongoing anti-government protests in Paris as the French Prime Minister met with political rivals in a bid to ease the tensions. The Yellow Vest movement is bringing together people from across the political spectrum to demonstrate against France's economic inequalities and waning spending power. France's Deputy Interior Minister, Laurent Nunez, says the government has not ruled out the possibility of imposing a state of emergency.
It's part of a range of measures we are examining, but for the moment, its reinstatement is not on the agenda. You know, the state of emergency is not an expression you throw around just like that. These are operational measures which enable us to take a certain number of decisions. We must see if they are adapted to maintaining public order.
The coalition government has won support for delaying a Labor bill to remove the right of religious schools to discriminate against gay students. Legislation was due to be voted on yesterday afternoon, but government Senate leader Matthias Cormann suspended the debate, ensuring protections will not be in place this year. Anna Brown from the Human Rights Law Centre says the delay is a blow to students and their parents seeking certainty ahead of the new year. She's called on the government to pass the bill. To sport now, and Australia has defeated Qatar in a dominating FIBA World Cup qualifier. The Boomers scored 21 three-pointers and recorded 9 assists in their 110-59 win over Qatar. The Boomers took a 50-34 lead into half-time before running away with the contest in the second half. Australia will end their qualifying campaign with away games in Kazakhstan and Iran in February. Well, now a look at the weather across Australia for today. Firstly, in Perth, cloudy conditions and 24. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 27. Melbourne, cloudy and 20. Hobart, more cloud, 19. Canberra, mostly sunny, 27. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, more cloud, 25. Brisbane, a late shower or two and 30. Cairns, a shower or two, 35. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.